A major hacking attack threw parts of the U.S. healthcare system into chaos a couple of months ago. The hackers breached the Change Healthcare company and took hold of sensitive consumer data for ransom. Change is owned by United Health. It processes payments for hundreds of thousands of healthcare providers. Bruce Japsen is senior healthcare contributor for Forbes. He joins us now from Chicago. Mr. Japsen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What did they get? Do we know whose data got stolen?
Well, we don't know all that they've gotten, but we do know that from a statement from United CEO, the company had their earnings last week, and I listened to the call, that this affects a substantial portion of America. United, which is the nation's largest health insurance company, they acquired this company for $13 billion a couple of years ago. And Change, what they do is they're the nation's largest clearinghouse for insurance billing and payments. 4 in 5 physicians in the United States lost revenue because of this Change Healthcare attack. And that means, you know, that they weren't paid, they're still not being paid, or they had their payments and their billing, which goes back and forth between, you know, doctors and hospitals and surgery centers, to get their money through Change Healthcare. And it's also delayed care for certain people. Neighbors of mine have 2 little girls who were born premature. They couldn't see their pediatrician for a few weeks because their system was down.
So there are people who can't get healthcare and people whose most private healthcare information is just out there now.
Could be. What they've said so far, and I can just read this to you, they've done an initial sampling and they found files containing protected health information or personally identifiable information. This would be name, address, maybe the social security number, maybe credit card information, that type of thing. And it would cover, quote, a substantial proportion of people in America. That's a scary line, right? And that comes from the PR people. The company has not seen evidence of materials such as doctor's charts or full medical histories among the data. But they don't know this for sure. I mean, they say it's ongoing, it's complicated, and it's likely to take several months of continued analysis. I think so far so good, you know, that they're not getting access to certain medical records, but who really knows? You know, the company was concerned enough that they paid a ransom, and that, I know that was a big story, I think, and I think the New York Times might have broken that story, and they said, oh my God, United paid a ransom to get this back. Well, I got news for you. That's not a new thing. We had a story in Forbes within the last year that the average ransom demand, this is just in healthcare, increased from around 800,000 in 2022 to 1.5 million in 2023.
So healthcare systems now have to figure in the cost of ransoms to annual budgets?
Well, that'll be one of their excuses, I'm sure, to raising your premiums next year. Listen, it is adding costs because this is the biggest healthcare company in the country. They also own, through their Optum business, doctor practices, surgery centers. Across the board, it's cost them already, they're projecting over $1 billion that it's going to cost them. And that doesn't include the $6 billion or so that they've been pushing out to pay their network providers and such.
When you say it'll cost them, do you mean it'll cost us?
It's going to cost us, yes. Oh, yeah, they pass these costs along through their premiums for sure because, you know, they're a publicly traded company. They answer to their shareholders. And for sure, you're already paying more for these elaborate systems. I think people would be willing to pay to protect their health information, but it's going to be significant.
Does paying a ransom just make more hacks likely?
Maybe. I'm the healthcare guy. I'm not the ransomware or cyber attack guy, but probably. These people clearly know what they're doing. And let's face it, in healthcare, companies like United, they have billions of dollars in profit. That's why banks and financial institutions get hacked.
How would somebody hearing us today know if they've been hacked or not?
Well, that's a really good question. You will be getting notified at some point. I think people are already finding out when they call their doctor's office and they find out that their procedure's been delayed, or maybe a payment has been delayed or a payment hasn't gone through. 4 in 5 physicians have lost revenue in this. The average primary care physician has about 1,500 to 3,000 patients. So I would venture to guess that of the vast listenership of NPR and the people listening now, a good chunk of them will be getting notified.
Forbes senior healthcare contributor Bruce Japsen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.